Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 5 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Kinds of Love Divine, Section 1, Supreme Love Divine, Sutra 51-55. First we'll hear all of today's sutras together and then we'll go one by one. The nature of devotion is indescribable, indefinable, like the taste enjoyed by the dumb. In some rare ones who are fit recipients, this, such pure love, is found to manifest. This pure love, without attributes, without the poison of desire, increasing every moment unbroken, subtlest, of the nature of sheer immediate experience. Having reached the supreme love, the devotee sees, feels, comprehends that alone, hears that alone, speaks of that alone, and thinks, contemplates upon that alone. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 51. The nature of devotion is indescribable, indefinable. Devotion has as many natures as there are devotees. Devotees have unique experiences and expressions of devotion. Consider the following parable told by Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, as reported in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Once some blind men chanced to come near an animal that someone told them was an elephant. They were asked what the elephant was like. The blind men began to feel its body. One of them said the elephant was like a pillar. He had touched only its leg. Another said it was like a winnowing fan. He had only touched its ear. In this way, the others, having touched its tail or belly, gave their different versions of the elephant. Just so, a man who has only seen one aspect of God limits God to that alone. It is his conviction that God cannot be anything else. So think about it. What good is their description to the overall knowledge of what defines an elephant? Love divine is like this. Each man had a unique experience and described his experience. There is no way to discern from others what an experience of divine love is. Any words used to say how love of the divine expresses within and flows from the devotee will be insufficient to satisfy the listener or even the devotee. Words cannot convey the complete fulfillment of that which you have always felt was missing from you. Although the devotee is overflowing with this love, he cannot, through his mere words, convey the depth of that overflowing love. To define the nature of devotion would be to make an object of it, but the nature of love is beyond that. How could one give definition to what is beyond their physical body and beyond a physical existence? Sutra 52. Like the taste enjoyed by the dumb. A speechless person enjoys the taste without speaking about it. While he may have the experience, he doesn't have the means to express that experience. Often, Sri Krishna Guruji has said that a devotee becomes silent, just lost in the divine. The nature of devotion is like a gift given to you privately. It is an intimate affair of the heart, so what need is there to tell others? Sutra 53. In some rare ones who are fit recipients, this, such pure love, is found to manifest. See, it is the divinity that opens the heart. The divine alone knows who is the fit recipient. It would be incorrect to think that we ourselves can judge others. We all arrive to this life based on the merits of our previous lives, and we come with required repayments of karma. Someone's actions may not seem to equate with such a blessing, but that's because we cannot see the fitness of others. It's only at the appointed time, determined by the divinity itself, that the heart opens. Sutra 54. This pure love, without attributes, without the poison of desires, increasing every moment unbroken, subtlest, of the nature of sheer immediate experience. Pure love, this love divine, has no attributes. One cannot say that it is this or that. Pure love is without desires. There is no attachment in that one cannot possess the beloved. Pure love remains. It transcends. It is unbroken by conditions which may change. Love for the divine grows upon love. Pure love increases itself. It is subtle, personal, individual, and unique. It is immediate in that it exists all of time, everywhere. Sutra 55. Having reached the supreme love that the devotee sees, feels, comprehends, that alone, hears that alone, speaks of that alone, and thinks, contemplates upon that alone. So how many people walk around with what they describe as a hole within them? They believe that they're somehow incomplete. They feel that there is something missing, and you may even have heard the adage, a God-shaped hole. While many people feel this way, there is no hole. There is only ignorance. It is ignorance that has covered their knowledge of their own divinity. And here is where the guru enters. He or she appears to unveil the disciple, revealing the truth. They reveal the love that is always existing. There is a phenomenon whereby the devotee will cry for no apparent reason. The pure love swells up within them and it's overwhelming. Thoughts of the beloved occupy the mind. Words about the beloved occupy the tongue. This supreme love, love divine, pure love, it permeates the devotee through and through, top to bottom. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 51 through 55 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 5, Kinds of Love Divine, Section 1, Supreme Love Divine. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.